Berta Rojas wants us to listen to Latin American music. Rojas is a classical guitarist, teacher, record label owner, competition organizer. She's recorded nearly a dozen albums of Latin American music for guitar, most of them on her own. Well, now she's taking on one of South America's best-known forms, tango. Berta Rojas' new recording is called History of Tango. That's a piece by the great Argentine composer and performer Astor Piazzolla. Rojas says she wanted to present the music in a different way, using guitar and string ensemble. Berta Rojas joins us from Asunción in Paraguay. Berta Rojas, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Robert.
And first, why an album devoted to tango?
Well, you know, as varied as our accents are in Latin America, it's also our music. It's so interesting and so rich that I wanted to do a musical trip through the Americas. And it was just natural for me to embrace the tango, no? Tango also allows the guitar to sing with the lyricism that we know that the guitar can express so beautifully, and also the passion that is so intrinsic to the genre of tango music.
The first track on the album is called Taquito Militar. Is that military? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, we are talking about the shoes that were used at the military personnel. And half of that shoes is what they used to dance the tango. That's why they call it the military heels. The Taquito Militar was probably one of the first tangos that was performed at the Teatro Colón in Buenos Aires, marking the entrance of popular music into that theater that was reserved only for classical music. So it created quite a controversy when it was performed for the first time at Teatro Colón in Buenos Aires.
Because this was considered popular music, not fit for the concert hall by some?
There you go.
When does tango become music to listen to as opposed to music to move to?
I believe that Astor Piazzolla is greatly responsible for that transition, no? When he started to blend elements of classical music into his tango, the tango became a music to listen to.
Play Astor Piazzolla's four-movement History of Tango on this album. He wrote it for a very small ensemble. You have more instruments involved than that.
Yeah. Histoire du Tango was originally written for flute and guitar. So I visited Carlos Francetti, who is an amazing arranger from Argentina, and I told him if that intimate setting of the flute and guitar was possible to be enlarged for this ensemble with the Camerata Bariloche, which is the ensemble that accompanies me in this production. He said that, of course, that the piece was suitable for that arrangement, keeping the nuances that Piazzolla had written for the intimate setting of the flute and the guitar. And about 2 weeks after I visited him, I started receiving the arrangements of this piece, History of Tango.
There's another piece by Piazzolla, Oblivion, that's really a lovely, beautiful piece to listen to.
Oblivion is the most lyrical piece in the whole album, and the arrangement that Carlos Francetti did of this piece is superb. The way he works with his string ensemble, reharmonizing the piece and bringing all the possibilities of singing to the guitar. I believe it's just simply beautiful.
Now, originally, the part you're playing on the guitar here in Oblivion, Piazzolla wrote it for voice or violin, or who's doing that?
Well, for the original version of Oblivion, we hear Astor Piazzolla himself playing the bandoneon.
The bandoneon, of course, is an accordion-like instrument. It was what Piazzolla played. Was that very challenging to listen to music being played on that instrument and figure out how it should sound on a guitar?
Yeah, especially not forgetting that a guitar has its beauty, no? As an instrument. And you want it to be the best guitar it can be. No? And of course, you go to the bandoneon to try to find a reference and to try to find some answers to phrasing. But you don't want to forget who you are as a guitarist. No?
But you are a very accomplished classical guitarist. And instead of playing tango, you could be playing the pieces that Segovia transcribed for a guitar a century ago, or you could be playing Bach. I gather that it's a cause for you to expose us to the music of Latin America.
Well, I also transit through that repertoire, which I respect and I admire so much because it's the essence of classical guitar. But I also want to dedicate my attention to this music that hasn't been heard that much and try to focus also on the emerging composers of the Americas. There are so many composers whose music we haven't heard. And with tango music, I wanted also the guitar to be the leading voice of this orchestra that plays tango. The sensation of being the leading voice of an orchestra is a really beautiful one because the guitar captures the essence of Latin American music in many, many ways.
The album is History of Tango, and the guitarist is Berta Rojas, who spoke to us from Asunción in her native Paraguay. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much for having me.